Now, let's go on with that. Verse 38, and he said, go, and he sent her away for 2 months. She went with her companions and bewailed her virginity upon the mountains. Now notice verse 39 and 40. And it came to pass at the end of 2 months that she returned unto her father, who did with her according to his vow which she had vowed, and she knew no man. Now, what in the world does that mean? It means she didn't get married. She dedicated her life to the Lord. And it was the custom in Israel, verse 40 now, chapter 11 of Judges, that the daughters of Israel went yearly to lament the daughter of Jephthah, the Gileadite, 4 days in a year. And the word lament means celebrate. That the daughters of Israel went yearly to celebrate. It was a time of celebration that here is a woman totally dedicated to the Lord and to the Lord's service. Hasn't anything to do with human sacrifice. Now, the thing that is important here, and I don't want you to miss, friends, is this. People have argued for years. I get that question on my question and answer program about as much as any other. Did Jephthah offer his daughter? That's not the point. He didn't offer his daughter in a burnt sacrifice. He didn't do that. May I say to you, God would not have permitted it. But the important thing is, and it's the significant factor, that Jephthah kept his vow. His vow was something sacred. He did not trifle. It wasn't an idle boast. It wasn't a hollow promise. It wasn't a sham statement. The Word of God, you know, has some severe and sharp things to say relative to a vow. Now, I went over this thoroughly in the book of Leviticus. But notice what Ecclesiastes says in chapter 5, verse 2. And we'll come to that, of course, later. But let me turn there. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few. My friend, you'll do well to promise God only what you can see you can execute. Oh, I'm afraid today there's so many Christians, they go down to an altar. They've been in little services where they burn candles. And they've dedicated and dedicated themselves until it actually smells to high heaven. God says, don't be rash with your mouth. Now, verse 4 of Ecclesiastes 5, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it. For he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldst not vow than that thou shouldst vow and not pay. Now, God says you're a fool if you make a vow to him carelessly. And you might think that over, Christian friend, before in the next dedication service you don't rush down to the altar and say, I'm offering God everything. May I say to you, this man Jephthah had a sweet, lovely daughter. He was an illegitimate child. His mother was a harlot. He wanted this girl to marry, and he wanted grandchildren, and now he dedicates her to the Lord. You know what he did? He kept his vow. Christians today are notorious at making vows and breaking them. I noted that when I began to move in Christian circles, because I was not brought up that way. And when I came in, I remember when I was in my teens, I worked in a bank, and I was bonded like anyone over 21, but I was not. And I went to a young people's conference, and I'd never had any exposure to anything Christian. 18 young people went forward that night, dedicated themselves to the Lord for full-time Christian service. I wouldn't go forward. I didn't know, but I wanted to, but I didn't know whether I could make good or not. May I say to you, out of those 18, not one of them ever entered full-time service. Have you made a vow to God? Well, if you have, he wants you to keep it. It's a faithful saying. For if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Oh, he keeps his word. Let us keep our word. In 2 Thessalonians 3:3, it says, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you, keep you from evil. My, how wonderful he is, and how foolish we are. Jephthah should be a lesson to us today.